This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Mountain communities from Steamboat Springs to Aspen could get several inches of snow tonight. The heaviest will be north of the I-70 corridor. National Weather Service meteorologist Caitlin Minch says a second storm could hit the Front Range later this week.
Your best chances for getting any flakes mixing into the urban corridor would be that Friday morning period.
CDOT is warning drivers to prepare for strong winds beginning late Thursday night. The commission drawing Colorado's new state legislative map is wrapping up its work. CPR's Megan Verlee reports they still have to agree on a map for the state Senate after already approving one for the House.
The new map for the House isn't quite complete, but it looks like it would preserve a strong Democratic majority. With 36 safe or leaning seats, Republicans would get around 20 seats, with another 9 that would be strongly competitive. The commission meets tonight to set final lines for the state Senate. Both maps will then go to court, where they will likely face challenges. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
An industrial fire south of Pueblo has sent one person to the hospital. A fire at the Vuslo-Rakla Railroad tie factory started this morning, likely by sparks from welding or cutting near an area that has an oil supply. High winds today are making firefighting difficult. Tonight will be windy again along the Front Range. Look for blowing dust in Colorado Springs, rain and snow for Fort Collins, and partly cloudy skies expected in Denver overnight. This is CPR News.